You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All righty.
Hawaii.
Sing beautiful.
Faithful is you, all so face and color peace. I don't know what to do. I'd rather be with you.
Special edition. You ready for it? Oh yeah.
Listening.
Hi, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is James Kennison with Nobody's Listening Podcast, brought to you on April 20th, 2007. Got a little bit different of a show for you today because my brother David, due to some scheduling conflicts, was unable to record a normal episode. So I am just going to hit you with what we've got, and we'll see you next week. You can check us out on our website at nlcast.com. You can email us at nobodyslistingtous@gmail.com, and you can call us on the Nobody's Calling Line at 206-657-04. Nobody's Listening is a podcast where we share our funny life stories, and we hope that you will do the same.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update.
It's my life.
The only weekly update I'd like to share with you guys today is that I was playing WoW. My daughter was in my lap, and I happened to jump on one of the bats to fly from one location to the other. And my daughter saw those big, gigantic wings, and she goes, and she's 2 years old, by the way, in case you're just tuning in with us. She sees those giant wings, and she goes, "Ooh, a butterfly." And then she sees him bow up a little bit in his head and his hair and his tail and everything. She goes, and a monkey. So any of you WoW players, World of Warcraft players out there can, especially on the Horde side, can appreciate that joke. Butterfly and a monkey. And now every time she sees me flying, she calls it the butterfly and a monkey. So that's what bats look like to two-year-olds.
Up next, news, E, and V mail.
We do have a couple of... We're not going to do a featured story today. What I'm going to basically do is give you some news. We're going to read some of our listener mail and play some voicemails, and that'll be it. The big news for this week is that we are back on What's Hot on iTunes. We are on the fourth page of What's Hot. We're the last one on the last page, but dadgummit, we're back on there, and that's pretty sweet, and that's mostly in part to 42 stinking reviews that we've gotten from you guys. Thank you so much. It's awesome. It's awesome, awesome, awesome. So, you know, if you're a listener and you haven't left us a review, join the latest trend. Apparently, all the nobodies out there that listen to our podcast are doing it, and you should just join right in and sell out and leave us a few words of encouragement or bitter disdain on our iTunes review page. Just on a personal note, I have started listening to a new podcast. It's called the Elf and Dwarf Podcast. It's not a new one, but it's a new one to me. And it's a couple that play World of Warcraft, and they're into role-playing and a bunch of other really weird stuff. But no, I don't role-play, but I've really been interested in listening to them talk about it and their adventures in WoW. And they really get into a lot of the... they stay away from the game dynamics of WoW so much. They're not talking about... you know, how to level your character or certain stuff like that. They talk about interpersonal relationships in WoW, which is an angle I haven't seen before. They're talking about relationships in guilds and how much of yourself to put out there and all this. So it's really cool. I like it a lot. You can check it out at the Elf and the Dwarf elfanddwarfpodcast.podbean.com because it's called the Elf and Dwarf Podcast. You can search them on iTunes or go to the elfanddwarf.podbean.com. One of the reasons that I mentioned them is on one of their podcasts, they asked for somebody to do a logo for them. And since I do graphic design and stuff, and I actually did the Nobody's Listening logo, I submitted the one that the Weekly Murloc is using. I went ahead and did one up and sent it to them, and I hope they pick it. You can see it on display with several other entries on their website that I just told you about. So hopefully they'll pick it. Let's see. Next week, this is the biggest piece of news I have, and this is the reason why I wanted to do a small little podcast just in case next week, not just in case nothing, but next week for sure, we are going to do an all fan stories show. First time we've ever done this, and I wanted to get it out a week in advance. We need you to send us your stories and your comments and all kinds of stuff. We don't even want to tell a story. We want to interact with you. We want to pick on you. We want to joke with you. We want to laugh with you. And we want to comment and just interact with our fans, our listeners. And so we need your stories via email, via our forums, or by voicemail. We will take them all. So you can email us again at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. You can get on our forums at nlcast.com. and then just click on forums, or you can call us on the Nobody's Listening line at 206-600-5704. Or you can send us an MP3 of your voice, a recording, plug your microphone into your computer, and send us a voice message that way if you'd like. So that's our big news. So make sure that you get involved. If you've ever wanted to call in, if you've ever wanted to hear your voice or hear us read your, tell our version of your story on the podcast, that is a chance to hear or see that done. Last bit of news that I'll plug at the last minute is we've been experimenting by adding posts on our website at nlcast.com, and we'd love for you to subscribe to that through your RSS feeder, through Google Reader, or whatever you guys are using out there, blog lines. We're not doing one a day, but we're doing two or three a week, and doing just little updates that we'd love to get your comments and feedback on. So check out nlcast.com throughout the week as well as just once a week. Let me move on to emails. We've got one from Caleb in Illinois. He says, "Hi, this is Caleb from Illinois." He says, "I've got to say this podcast is awesome. I'm a new listener. I've just finished listening to every episode in 3 days. I heard about this podcast from the users who also subscribed on iTunes. My new goal is to be your most interactive listener, and you should be expecting a voicemail from me soon." He says, "I'm joining the forums, the Gospel of Kinnison forever." And then a little later, he emailed in with this: "I just finished listening to the bikes episode for the second time. It reminded me of my own bike story. It's actually how I met my first girlfriend." Okay. "I was a really cool kid at 7 years old. Weren't we all? And I had a bike, and I was really proud of it. And I was also homeschooled." Okay, this is where I stopped reading the email. "You know, I was homeschooled for a while, and there's just nothing cool about that. I'm sorry. I'm not dissing homeschoolers. I'm actually not, only because all the homeschoolers out there agree with me. It stinks. So anyway, I was also homeschooled, and I could ride my bike when other kids were in school. And I'm also an early riser." See, that's a second strike against you. You're homeschooled and you get up early. I bet your mom's proud of you, though. Anyway, one time I decided to be a really cool thing to spin around figure eights on my bike at 8 in the morning. So would you do figure nines at 9 in the morning and then work out how to do a 10 at 10 o'clock? Anyway, he tried it out. He lost control on a turn. His foot went right through the spokes on the front wheel. Oh, so, dude, you stopped the bike while putting your foot through the spokes. I know what that looks like because one time I was riding with my sister and she was on the back of the banana seat. This is one I should have put in last week. I thought about it later. And she was just had her legs, you know, stuck out to the side like kids did on those banana seats. The person in the front would pedal and steer and she'd be on the back. And then suddenly my bike just skidded to a stop and I checked my brakes and stuff. And my sister had got her foot caught in the back spokes and it had stopped the bike, and the spoke had embedded itself into her foot, and I had to back the bike up a little bit to get her foot untangled from the forks, and then that's what it sounded like when I pulled her foot off, and she had to have, my mom couldn't afford stitches or anything, so we did those butterfly band-aids, and that's like the grossest thing I've probably ever told on the podcast. So I just wanted to add my story to yours, dude, because I know I wanted the listeners to really understand, because you kind of smoothed over the fact that you were critically injured and your feet are tangled up in spokes. That is a horrible, horrible, horrible place for a foot to be. So I feel you, bro. So anyway, his foot went right through the spokes on the front wheel, and he was stuck. I stood up barely, and I looked like a crook with an ankle chain. Instead of the ball at the end, I had a bike. I was a complete weakling, and I couldn't move. Dude, I don't care. James Bond would be crying at this point. I was thinking too irrationally to drag myself down the sidewalk towards home, so I sat there and whimpered. Help, help. Eventually a car passed down the street, and it was our new neighbors, and the mom was taking her daughter to school at 8:30. Oh, God, so you sat there for 20 minutes or so. They passed me sitting there, and so the mom pulled my foot out of the bike spokes, and all I could do was just wave at the girl in the car. So we got together after school, but a couple years eventually we went our separate ways. That was my story. So we got together after school. You kind of just left out the best part of the story. How did you get with this girl, dude? You know, you're 6 or 7. I don't know that you're even capable of getting with a girl, and she's in real school, you're in homeschool. How did you know it was after school? Anyway, too many questions. He says, that's my story. Wasn't that great, but my life wasn't as crazy as you are. See ya. So anyway, God bless, he says. Thank you, Caleb, dude. I think we got a voicemail we'll be playing from you in a moment. Linda from Detroit says, hi, guys. You are an entertaining podcast. Thank you for an entertaining podcast on bikes. And thank you for a sentence that I couldn't say. I have a couple stories from you. One is about a bike. The other is about getting caught in a clothesline. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. The bike story. Once upon a time, I was about 8 or 11. 10 or 11. I was riding on my bike. It was a green Schwinn, Hollywood Girls bike. It was a green day, late spring, the deep green leaves, the grass was green, the hedges were green, and I was pedaling around my block with my head raised high, breathing fresh air, looking up at the sky. A little bit of the recap song snuck in there. The green branches and green, green, green. She makes a green theme. What she didn't see was a green car parked alongside the road, and she plowed right into it. She came up off the seat, and she came right down on the nut that holds the handlebars on. Okay, she crunched herself. And she says she's lucky she's a girl, because if she'd have been a boy, she probably would have been a girl. But it still hurt really bad. And it took her several minutes to get her breath back and walk home. And she says it was just, she probably should have gone to the doctor, and she didn't. I'm censoring the rest of this, because if I was a girl, I'd probably just read what you've said, lady girl. But us men are really scared of what we don't understand, and it's just suffice it to say that you really hurt yourself badly, and you know, I'm sure that she does say the whole process took about a month to heal, and she winced every time she had to sit down. So that's enough for us guys. All you girls can call her or email her at thebikestory@gmail.com. I'm just kidding, but anyway, she has a clothesline story. I was a tall teenager, lucky, and my best friend was very short. Her parents were very short, and her brother was very short. Are you Dr. Seuss or something? Did you live in a very short house with a short car and a short dog? Which just was a shorter story. I was at my best friend's house one day, and her mother was hanging the wash on clotheslines. Really? My mom hung it on the trees and stuff. All over the yard. Clotheslines all over the yard. They were quite low since her mother was short. Okay, now I get the point. All right. Anyway, I was playing around with her little brother. Got it, because he was short, right? Little. Anyway, we were running around the yard. He decided he wanted to race from the back of the yard to the house, so we lined up between these two trees. Mark set go, takes off, runs two or three good steps, and then I accidentally came out of the crouching position. I didn't see one of the many clotheslines. It caught her right in the mouth, you people. Listen to me. My sister got it in the neck. This chick got it in the mouth. Her feet kept going, and she was suddenly about 4 feet off the ground, lying perfectly horizontal in the air, levitating, much like my sister did, except my sister was vertical, kind of actually at a diagonal thing. Actually, after what seemed like several seconds, gravity finally woke up, realized I was floating, and had been left out of the universe for a moment. I came crashing flat on my back with a rope burn. That's not rope burn, sweetie. That's like rubber with metal inside of it burn on the corners of your mouth. So I guess you look kind of like the crow. One of those goth kids with his lipstick painted halfway up his cheek. I can only imagine the willpower it took for my friend and her mother and neighbor to keep from laughing, for it must have been a hilarious sight. Your friends, lady girl, were sick. They were short little freak people that would laugh at somebody getting stuck on a clothesline. They must have had a lot of bitterness about tall people. They must have had a lot of pain about being small for to be able to even think about laughing about that. I don't laugh at people getting hurt. I laugh at myself getting hurt, but other people getting hurt, it's not funny. So, but anyway, Linda from Detroit, I hope things, you said you were a tall teenager. I'm assuming you had corrective surgery to become less tall, but especially after that incident. But thanks for emailing us, and I'm hoping you're having a good day. And you know what? You have my permission to make fun of one short person this week. She says, thanks for letting me share, Linda in Detroit. G. Smith from the forums writes in with our next email. Hey, this is Mark, and I have a funny story. And when I was little, I was almost he wants us to tell. Blah. G. Smith, man, you need to put some punctuation in here. This is Mark, and I have a funny story about when I was little and how curiosity almost killed me. Curiosity is not spelled that way, dude. My dad had and still has. I'm just going to tell your story because that don't make sense either. He had an alarm clock that had a little light in it, and it was a cool flashlight light, right? And he liked shining it on things, but it was light outside, so he decided to be like Harry Potter and lock himself in the closet under the stairs, and so he could see the light coming out of the little alarm clock. And he was like, ooh and ah, I'm young and I'm fun, blah, 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 had a great time. Ooh, there might be rats in here, so I'm going to get out of here. And he goes to open the door, and the door won't open. He's locked in. He's scared. He's screaming and kicking and flailing. His father hears him, but because he's locked in a closet that is between two levels of the house, the dad is running upstairs and downstairs and upstairs and downstairs. Why G. Smith, at his young, tender age of whatever it was, didn't just say, hi, I'm in the closet under the stairs where you usually keep me when I'm bad. Why he didn't just say that, I'll never know. But the dad ran up and down, up and down, up and down, and finally opened the door, which, here's the punchline, wasn't locked after all. G. Smith and his young, tiny little self had not been spinning the knob the right way. So, you know what, G. Smith's parents, if you ever have another kid that's as smart as your first son there, you don't need to put child locks on your cabinets. Just replace those handles with knobs that don't turn. He'll just walk up, spin them, and when they don't turn at all, oh, cabinets are locked, can't eat poison today. So anyway, thanks, G. Smith. He says, I thought everyone would get a kick out of that. And thanks, guys, and keep up the good work. So Tracy from somewhere, undoubtedly she's ashamed of where she lives, writes, I'm a new listener to your podcasts. We don't have podcasts. We have podcast, but I'll let you go, Trace, because you're new. She says she's new to podcasts in general. Okay. And she says she just wanted to tell you how much she enjoyed listening to the bike episode, and it was the first one she ever listened to. I know I'm going to be recommending you to many of my friends, so not all your friends, I suppose. I work at a public library, and I listen to podcasts while at my desk or shelving. So she's a librarian. She puts books up. The only problem with that is I'm sure I get some weird looks as I giggle whilst putting books away. I didn't know it was legal to still use Old English. Whilst. Do you know how that's spelled? It's spelled W-H-I-L-S-T. Whilst putting books away. You are such a librarian. You are a stinking librarian. Ugh. Anyway, I can tell I'm going to love listening to your stories as I come from a large family as well. Although I'm an only child, I have a lot of cousins. They don't count. You're an only child. And that means you're selfish and weird, and that's just the way it is. Only children, you're going to have to unite on this one. I'm against you. And we can definitely say we put the fun in dysfunctional. You probably put the fun in funeral, too. But anyway, also in regards to David's comments about wanting a laptop, she says she has to side with him, I'm afraid to say. My laptop died a couple years ago, and I just recently chose to replace it. I'm sorry, my desktop died, and I chose to replace it with a laptop. She says, I'll never go back to using desktop again. It's just as powerful, and there's something incredibly freeing about knowing that I can war drive around the country and hack people's accounts. No, she didn't say that. But she can surf the internet from any room or in her house, even though she says she needs to get a wireless router in order to do that. Yeah, you do, and quit siphoning off your neighbor's unsecured network. Anyway, that's her two cents. Look forward to listening to more of her podcasts. Well, I got to say on that note, guys and girls, that I have changed my opinion on the whole laptop desktop thing. I had been fighting David on the desktop solely because you can get, for $500, you're going to get a crappy laptop or you're going to get a great desktop. He was wanting to do editing on audio and recording and stuff, and I'm like, dude, get you a desktop because if something breaks, you can replace it with a $60 component instead of having to replace the entire laptop. But then he told me that in Ireland, getting internet in your house is like nigh to impossible. It's not going to happen, and it's very expensive. So he's going to have to go to the mall or his local community center or his church to get internet. And so I'm like, okay, desktop is out for you. Laptop is the way to go. So I have been converted. And plus, I have a laptop. I love my laptop. I threw my desktop downstairs. It's now my digital video recorder. I don't even get on it anymore. So I agree with you there, Tracy, from wherever you are. Undoubtedly, wherever you are, they have internet and wireless Wi-Fi and stuff. So if you guys are getting hacked, it's Tracy. If you guys are getting hacked, she's war driving, and she hates everybody. So that is it for that deal. We've got a couple of voicemails, so let's check them out.
Hey, what's up, Kennison Brothers? I've become a new fan to your podcast. I'm a new listener. I've listened to all of your podcasts in 3 days, and episode 3 reminded me of what I did on my swing set. I had set up a rope and a plank that was wrapped around in the rope, and I would sit on the plank, swing back and forth against the swing set, and which was pretty awesome. Eventually, the rope was worn down and began to break. Of course, I was in mid-swing when this happened. It released, and I flew back about 9 feet into our pine tree right behind me, and I was lying on the ground, and my little brother, who was 8, thought I was dead or something, thought he would perform CPR on me. So I was just lying there trying to get up, but I couldn't. And then I hear, gee, I hope my lips are clean. Of course, he was going to do CPR, so I open my eyes and he's right above me. I think he's going to kiss me or something. And I bolt up and I say, get off of me, you sicko! And yeah, that's my story. I already sent you guys 2 emails, I think, and I'm part of the nobodyshosting.com place, so keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks, Caleb. I gotta say, that is probably the funniest single voicemail we've ever gotten, dude. Hope my lips are clean. Yeah, my brother's dead. He's dying, but I'm worried about my germs on my lips. But anyway, that's hilarious. And thank you for getting on the Nobody's Posting whatever.com thing. So anyway, guys, that is our voicemail. Just a little recap. This is pretty much the show's done. No recap song or anything. So remember to call us for next week because it's an all voicemail, all call in, all story, all user input show, no matter if it's voicemail, forums, or email, or web stuff that you send us, that you record. So let me hit all the stuff. You can check us out at nlcast.com to get on the forums. You can email us at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com, or you can get us on the Nobody's Calling line at 206-600-5704. And send an email to David through nobodyslisteningdust@gmail.com and tell him to get his butt in gear and quit working so hard. I know he's got to go to Ireland, but dang. Anyway, we'll see you guys. And, you know, it's hard to do this show by myself, and hope to God I never have to do this again. But thank you guys for bearing with me, and we will see you next week, and hopefully nobody will care about me having to do this by myself because nobody's listening.
Say hello.
Hello.
Say, nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening. Yay!
You're awesome.
That's how I am.
Well, let's say goodbye first. Say bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, people.
Bye, people.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.